Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, September 9th. Hanover police say they have located a 33-year-old woman who was reported missing in Saugeen Shores last week. Police are thanking everyone who assisted with the investigation. Meanwhile, Hanover police are looking for video footage after an impaired driving arrest. Police Chief Chris Knoll says they're aware of an online video circulating involving the arrests of an impaired driver and passenger from a vehicle as it entered the school parking lot of John Diefenbaker Senior School in Hanover as students were arriving for class. Police say a 19-year-old Hanover man was arrested. He is not a student. They're asking people with videos of the incident to contact them. The 19-year-old is charged with dangerous driving, impaired driving, stunt driving, as well as having open liquor and cannabis in a vehicle. Police say charges against the passenger are pending. Greybruce OPP are looking for witnesses after a fishing boat sank in Stokes Bay. It was docked off Government Dock Road. OPP say on September 5th at 10:15 a.m. they responded to a report of the sinking boat, and with the help of the Coast Guard and the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, all environmental contaminants were reportedly contained. OPP say the boat was last seen floating on September 4th at 7:30 in the morning. They're asking anyone with information to contact them. Bruce County Council received some good feedback about the performance of paramedic services in the county. Hannah Mays is a senior consultant with operational research in health.
We can see year on year that paramedic services have been meeting those targets. Generally, they have improved a little bit from 2023 to 2023.
The county has made changes based on some recommendations. A paramedic base was added in Port Elgin. Sauble Beach has a new station, as recommended. Holyrood between Ripley and Teeswater is not yet a full station post, but they say there's an attempt there to deploy from Walkerton when there's enough of a resource available. A local senior from Pike Bay is walking down the Bruce Peninsula and back to raise money for the Lion's Head Hospital. Wendell Thompson is walking today and tomorrow from Pike Bay to Sauble Beach. It's 30 kilometers each way. Executive Director of the Bruce Peninsula Hospitals Foundation, April Patry, says the Lion's Head Hospital was built in the 1950s and has some accessibility challenges.
He is helping fund a barrier-free shower for patients at the Lion's Head Hospital.
Wendell's goal is to raise $50,000. You can find a link to donate on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Catherine, Princess of Wales, says she has completed her chemotherapy treatment. She's released a video saying she's relieved and the last few months have been incredibly tough for her family. She plans on attending a few events in the months ahead. Mark Carney is set to join the Federal Liberal Party. A press release from the party issued today says he'll serve as the chair of a leaders' task force on economic growth. Carney is heading to Nanaimo, BC for the Liberal Party caucus meeting to speak to MPs about the economy. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 245 points to 23,027. The Dow Jones is up 484 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.8 U.S. cents, up 0.08 of a cent, and the price of oil is $68.67, up $1 a barrel. In sports, the Professional Women's Hockey League has unveiled its team nicknames and logos. They are the Boston Fleet, Ottawa Charge, Montreal Victoire, New York Sirens, Minnesota Frost, and Toronto Scepters. Week one of the NFL regular season wraps up this evening with the Monday Nighter. It's 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets against Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, and defending NFC champions, the San Francisco 49ers. That's an 8:15 kickoff this evening. The Toronto Blue Jays are set to open a three-game series at home against the New York Mets tonight. That's a 7:07 first pitch. And in local ball, Game 3 of the North Dufferin Baseball League Championship is scheduled for this coming Saturday after the Owen Sound Bay Sox and Ivy Rangers split Games 1 and 2 over the weekend. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Greybruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather is up next. Checking the forecast. A chance of showers eventually clearing tonight. A light breeze, the temperature dipping to around 9 degrees. Mainly sunny Tuesday, some fog patches in the morning, breezy, a high of 22, feeling like 27 with the humidity, the UV index 6 or high. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.